This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 5th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. But I'll be joined in the next segment with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. And we're going to have back on the show Lionel. We talked to him yesterday. He's a New York-based talk show host. And, of course, he's a former prosecutor, defense attorney. We talked to him about these grand jury indictments. And we wanted to talk to him a little bit more. It's a very good discussion there. And I think really kind of the theme today is, are we going to be a nation of laws, or are we going to be a nuclear banana republic? Because we've got Jerome Corsi coming on later in the show, and he's going to be talking about Obama's amnesty order. That was bad enough that he did an executive order just bypassing Congress. And, of course, he admitted to it. We talked about that yesterday, how they tried to walk back his comments when he was being protested by some illegal aliens who were criticizing him for not going farther. And he said, "I changed the law for you. I changed the law for you." Well, executive orders are not about changing the law. Shouldn't be if we're going to have a democracy. Laws originate, of course, in Congress if we're going to have a nation that is run according to the rules, according to the Constitution that they swear to. But Jerome Corsi did a little bit of digging, and he found out something very interesting. He found that Obama had not even signed his executive order. So we've had Obama signing. Remember when he signed the NDAA on New Year's Eve? And then when everybody, he said he wasn't going to sign it, then he did sign it. Then he says, "Don't worry, I'm not going to enforce indefinite detention by the military without trial, without due process." Remember when he said that? Do you really trust, if you trust Obama to do that, if you're a Democrat, wholly swallowed up into this false paradigm they got, and you're such a team player that you believe that Barack Obama would never do this, do you really trust the next president, who's probably going to be a Republican? Do you really trust that guy not to enforce that? We've just had the Republican House go in and do what Ron Paul calls a declaration of war, basically passing a resolution criticizing Russia as being aggressive, when clearly I think we were behind a lot of the aggression, a lot of the changes that are going on in the Ukraine. Very, very reckless, provocative measure there by the House. But, of course, we have a dictator who basically thinks that he doesn't even need to sign his dictates. Of course, a dictator is somebody who the law comes out of their mouth. So why would he have to bother to even go through the process of even bothering to sign his executive orders? That's the deep contempt that he has for the rule of law. And, of course, we've also got the U.N. Arms Trade Treaty. An article on New American today says that looks like they're going to declare that that's in effect December 25th. That'd be a great day for them to do while nobody's paying attention. They enact the NDAA on New Year's Eve, and they enact absolute total gun control over all small arms, all ammunition, all gun parts, totally embargo that, require that the national government have control over all weapons, set up a national gun control registry. Hey, that's a great idea, isn't it? Let me tell you something. When you look at all of these police brutality incidents, when you look at people who are being gunned down in the street over and over again on these videos who are unarmed, do you really think it's a good idea to give the police a monopoly on the use of force? Do you really think so? I don't think so. And the bottom line is, the police aren't even going to have that monopoly on the use of force. It's going to be the UN. The UN is already talking about disarming our own police. So that's where the whole thing is headed. I want to cover a couple of quick news articles before we go on. These are just kind of some side things. There's a Utah order. This is from Vox.com. Utah, the state of Utah, is ordering startups to raise their prices so the competitors are treated fairly. Now listen to their rationale. They say that it's illegal for an insurance company to use their website to induce people to purchase insurance. I guess you need to coerce them in order to get insurance. That's the idea. So they say that they're giving unfair
that what they're doing is unfair to their competition because they're giving information to their customers. See, it's supposed to be kept quiet. You're supposed to be forced to buy that insurance. And if you aren't, they're going to make you do that. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun Made in America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 5th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today, but joining me right now is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. As I also point out, we're going to be talking today about the UN Arms Trade Treaty. There's an article up on New American saying that the UN is saying that they're going to activate the treaty on December the 25th. There you go. That's your Christmas present. They're going to assert control over all weapons, over all small arms, over ammunition, over parts, and they want a gun control registry in every country. And, of course, as Alex has pointed out, they're also looking to even disarm the police. Is it a good idea with all the police brutality that we've seen, though, to have a monopoly with government, regardless of which government it is, whether it's our federal government, our local government, or the UN? Should any of them have a monopoly on force? That's why we recognized the right of citizens to defend themselves against criminals, against criminal governments. That is a God-given right recognized in our Constitution, but they don't really pay too much attention to the Constitution. We've got Jerome Corsi, who's going to be joining us in the show today, later in the third hour. He realized with his research, he's a researcher that goes down and looks at the original documents and the details,
writing for WND. He noticed that this executive amnesty order that Obama put out there that bypassed Congress, that just granted amnesty, according to what they're saying, 5 million people. We don't know how many people are going to be getting amnesty because, of course, it's essentially an entitlement program as well as an inducement for people to come into this country illegally. But this executive amnesty order from Obama was put out without his signature. And he's talked and verified with the National Archives that they have not received any such order with a signature on it. So we're going to talk in depth about that with Jerome Corsi. And we've got Lionel coming back at the next segment joining us. Paul Joseph Lawson wanted to ask him some questions. I pretty much dominated the questions yesterday with Lionel, who is a talk show host out of New York. He's there at the scene, seeing what's happening, as well as he has a very important legal background as a former prosecutor and defense attorney. So we wanted to talk to him about the legal process, and Paul Joseph Lawson has some questions for him. And Paul, you were contacted, I understand, by somebody that's a relative of Michael Brown. Did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, this just happened about 30 minutes ago. This is Ty Pruitt, who is Michael Brown's older cousin. He contacted me, gave me his phone number, and in fact, he's happy to appear on the show, so we can set that up. And this was in response to a rant that I posted on Facebook. Basically, it was off the cuff. I was out jogging, decided to do a rant on my iPhone about what we talked about yesterday, which was not making the Michael Brown, the Eric Garner case is all about race, mm-hmm. making them about being focused on police brutality. And the point I made was that we have a problem with violence. Violence is the issue, not race. Within the police community, the increased militarization of police forces, treating the American people as the enemy, has created this environment where violence is acceptable. And as you see police officers being exonerated for their violence, it only encourages them more. I also made the point that there's a problem with violence within the black community, because FBI crime statistics show that black people commit almost the same number of homicides as whites and Hispanics combined, even though they only make up 13% of the population. And again, is that because of their skin color? No. It's because of numerous different factors, socioeconomic as well as cultural, one of which I pointed out in the video is the fact that we have this rap hip-hop culture which glamorizes mm-hmm. violence, which of course is promoted predominantly by white-owned entertainment companies, Sony Prime amongst them. We just saw the big hack of Sony. It emerged that, as expected, some ridiculous figure in the high 90% of their owners, the highest paid people in Sony, are white males, Caucasians, and of course they're prime amongst the entertainment companies, the music companies, pushing this thug life culture which glamorizes violence. So I made all those points in a 2-minute Facebook video rant. I didn't even post it on the websites, but it got something ridiculous like 150,000 views, 5,000 shares. And Ty Pruitt, Mike Brown's cousin, saw this and sent me a message about half an hour ago saying, "Hey brother, this is Ty Pruitt, Mike Brown's older cousin." And I've confirmed it's him. He's given other interviews to CNN. Mm-hmm. I've been saying the same thing in my interviews. And again, we haven't seen this. The dominant factor that has emerged out of this is white privilege. That was the top hashtag Twitter trend yesterday. Criming while white. It was basically white people confessing their guilt, having escaped yeah. police retribution for committing minor infractions. So this was all made about race. There were actual segregations of white people not being allowed to take part in the protests in Canada and in New York. They were pushed to the edges of the protest by these protest leaders because of their skin color, even though we're all on the same side, or should be, in opposing police brutality.
Yeah, that's real racism, and that's manufactured racism, isn't it?
Exactly. And Ty Pruitt, Mike Brown's older cousin, contacted me and said, "I've been saying the same thing in my interviews. I'm working on waking black people up to the facts of that subject. Great rant. It's not about race, but keeping us apart gives them all the power."
Yeah.
So basically he's agreeing with me that by making it about race, we basically turn off half the population of the United States, which is put off by this race baiting which has been the dominant theme pushed by the media in the aftermath of Ferguson and Eric Garner. So we're going to get him on the show, and that's going to be a good interview.
And, of course, making it about race, they're doing that by design because they don't want to have a discussion about excessive force by the police. They don't want to have a discussion about the militarization of the police because it's the government that has been doing that. It's the government that's been equipping the police, training the police to behave this way. And so they don't want to have a discussion about that core issue. They want to have a discussion about race. Paul, I wanted to bring up this headline we have here on Infowars.com. It's a story from the New York Daily News. This was at the funeral of the 12-year-old boy who died this last weekend. He had been shot twice in the chest. He had a BB gun, and at the funeral, the mother said, "Police officers are public servants, not James Bond with a license to kill." And that really nailed it. I'm so sad to see that. And one of the things that really bothers me about both this shooting and the one in Walmart, where you had the man with the a young man with a BB gun that he was going to buy from Walmart, he picked up their merchandise in his hand. And you had somebody call the police and say, "We got a guy in the store with a gun pointing it at people." So the police show up and treat it as if it's an active shooter, but they don't assess the situation. They're professionals. If somebody calls you up with a false report, are you going to be their killer for them? I mean, are we going to have people who basically call in lies about people they don't like so they can have the cops kill them for them? Or are the cops going to be trained professionals who come in and assess the situation instead of just coming in and shooting the guy? And as you can see that, the guy runs around the corner and just shoots him. And he's not pointing the gun at anybody. And they don't tell him to drop the gun either. They just shoot first. And so when we see something like that happen, when we see something like what happened with this young boy, we've had a lot of people come back and say, you know, the problem is we need to ban toy guns. That's not the problem. Racism is not the problem. Toy guns aren't the problem. And they're trying to ban guns for everybody now with this UN arms trade treaty. But that isn't the issue. It's the force. You know, even if our police don't have guns themselves, they can still choke people to death, as we saw with Eric Garner.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've seen a spate of these incidents more like a flood. You know, kids with Nerf guns, water pistols, they shut down entire schools in these ridiculous stunts. And you mentioned, again, the violence, the militarization. If you go on YouTube and search police training, two of the top two videos that come up will illustrate this perfectly, and I'm going to make a video about this. One's out of Austin, one's out of Rhode Island, and it illustrates perfectly what we said yesterday. These police are literally being given military training. It shows them being lined up, screamed at by the police chief. Basically, they're going on frog marches in military parades. Yeah. They're being trained to beat people up. That's the primary focus of the training. And obviously, you know, I would support police being physically active, keeping fit and learning self-defense. Obviously, it's a dangerous job. But all this training is about beating people up. And from what you see on these videos, very little of it is about knowing the actual law, mm-hmm. which then relates to this other story we've got on Infowars.com. Man arrested for video recording on private property, video recording a cop.
Yeah.
And again, what we were talking about yesterday, the immediate rush to escalate the situation. This clip is 48 seconds long because the cop in this instance, this is on private property. He's video recording the cop for his own safety. He's not being aggressive. He's kept well back. And yet instantly the cop rushes over to him and arrests him. Yet in every single case where people get arrested for video recording police, it's thrown out. Even the NYPD came out a few months ago and had to remind everybody that it's completely legal to film police officers and that it's not an arrestable offense. Yet we see it happening over and over again.
And they've lost in court over and over and over again. They tried to send a guy in Illinois to jail for like 75 years because he had recorded something. They keep losing, and yet they do this under color of law. And that's what we're going to be talking about later in the show. We're going to be talking about how Obama, not only does he bypass Congress, but, of course, he doesn't even bother to sign his executive orders. And they've got Congress saying they passed the new NDAA, and somebody asked a Democrat, "Did you read it?" And he goes, "Are you kidding me?" I mean, they don't read the bills they sign. He doesn't sign his edicts. We are a lawless society. We have police officers who don't know or don't care what the law is, and they're being hyper-militarized with this training. We're about to go to break, but I want to tell everybody, if you didn't see the nightly news last night, Darren McBreen addressed this black and white issue. He really knocked it out of the park. And we've got a special right now as well for Prison Planet TV subscribers. You can get a full year subscription. This is our Christmas special this year. Never done one like this before. 7 months for free if you get an annual subscription. So check that out. Every night you're going to see the kind of content we saw from Darren McBreen. We're probably going to break that out as a separate video. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson and with Lionel. We're going to be talking about excessive use of police force.
Many superfoods boost immune function, but few do it like bee pollen does for mental, physical, and overall health. Bee pollen and helps the body fight illnesses and allergies and is one of the top superfoods for mental clarity and concentration. Support American beekeepers for high-quality bee pollen, black seed oil, camu camu, super greens, heirloom seeds, organic storable food, and more. Go to PatriotSuperfoods.com. That's PatriotSuperfoods.com. Remember, PatriotSuperfoods.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Welcome back to
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Idle on this Friday, December 5th, 2014. Paul Joseph Watson is joining me from the UK. And we're joined this segment with Lionel. Yesterday we had him on. We had a very good discussion. If you didn't see that, that's available now on YouTube and archives, as well as on our archives at Prison Planet TV for our subscribers. If you want to see that, that's really good. We're talking a lot about grand juries, but Paul wanted to talk to Lionel. I kind of dominated the discussion, I guess, and didn't give Paul enough chance to talk to Lionel. So he has some questions for Lionel. So, Paul, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, I think we've got Lionel. Do we have Lionel guys on the line? Yes, good. Okay, we got him on the line. Go for it, Paul.
Yeah, I just wanted to get Lionel's take on how the media reacted to the Ferguson riots, because I was thinking of a situation. You know, imagine if back in April, Cliven Bundy had been shot by cops during that standoff, and white people, or Cliven Bundy supporters in general, had reacted by looting and burning down buildings. Bearing in mind, we had Obama meeting with the Ferguson leaders. We've got an article on Infowars.com right now. Ferguson activist who met Obama faces assault charges. He basically assaulted a security guard as he tried to get into City Hall in St. Louis. So we had Obama meeting with these people. We had Time magazine legitimizing the riots, the looting, the burning down of buildings. Now, I don't think the media reaction would have been in the same context if that situation was reversed and somebody like Cliven Bundy had been shot and his supporters had reacted in the same way that some of the people in Ferguson did. So, Lionel, I mean, you're a prosecutor, but obviously you also study media narratives. So what's your take on what I just said there?
Well, I have been in the media. And, Paul, let me just say something to you, sir. How dare you? How dare you bring up discrepancies and disparities in the way the media and society and the law deal with black and white issues? Don't you understand that we can talk about black issues, but not black and white issues, unless the white issue is an indictment? How dare you? That's the reaction. You know, Paul, you and David, but Paul in particular, I believe, brought up the notion of there is an inherent systemic problem with this mentality of a lot of police departments that push this militarization. Let me give you an example. Imagine a new couple goes to a child-rearing class, brand new parents, and the first thing out of the instructor's mouth is how to discipline a child, how to spank a child and not leave a mark, when spanking is appropriate, how to spank. Guess what those parents are going to do? Spank! It's this mentality of the police department. It's this idea that civilians are the enemy. I submit that's the problem. Not that black defendants are. I forget this criming while white. So there is this inherent tutorial that's part of it. But Paul, don't you understand when you post these reviews, these scholarly approaches, pointing out the discrepancies and how black violence versus white really isn't true, you're actually a crypto-racist.
No, I've got death threats over it.
Because you told the truth. Listen, gentlemen, let me see if I can break this down. People are stupid. They're not smart. They're dense. You have to be able to handle nuance. You have to be able to handle, years ago, there was a guy on Ed Sullivan, this guy with a stick, who would spin the plate, and another plate, and another plate, and he had four or five plates going at the same time. We can't do that. This is the American discussion. Hands up, or I can't breathe, or something along those lines. That is it. Focus, microscopic, don't look at any other issues. We're not interested in critical thinking. No, 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 no. It's this one aspect. Let me tell you what it was like last night in New York. I have never, ever seen anything like this. I'm not talking about a pocket full of protesters here. West Side Highway, Brooklyn Bridge, Grand Central. And I don't mean a couple of stragglers. Times Square. It was huge, big, organized. I hear the music.
Yes, hang on. We're gonna be right back. We're talking to Lionel. We also have Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with us. We're talking again about what's going on in New York. What's happening with police brutality? Are we going to have a discussion of the real issues, or are we going to let them distract us with this red herring of racism? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts, high-quality water filtration systems, but not just free shipping. 30% off Supermel Vitality, 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. I'm joined by Paul Joseph Watson in the UK and Lionel in New York. And we're talking about excessive police force. I'm going to go back to them in just a moment. Paul has some questions that he didn't get a chance to ask Lionel yesterday. That's why we're doing this again today, because this is a huge issue. There's a lot of different elements involved in it. So we were only able to touch on a couple yesterday. But I want to tell you before we go back, we have our Cyber Week specials still up at InfoWars Store. We have free shipping store-wide. We have silver back in stock, 20% off. You have free shipping on a limited amount, but it's going to sell out soon. And once it does, we're not going to be able to get it back for probably another 6 weeks or so.
We have a Super Prep Pack, which is Silver Bullet and Survival Shield for $15 off. And if you buy four Silver Bullets, you get one for free. We also have DNA Force, where you can get two bottles of Survival Shield free at a $60 value. You get 30% off all Super Male and Super Female products. And, of course, we have Prison Planet memberships that are regularly $60, are now only $30 a year. That's 7 months for free. That's only $2.50 a month. That supports our operation there, our bandwidth, supports our reporters, as well as our excellent crew that's there. That's one way that you can get the news every night, and the news last night was excellent. If you haven't had a chance to take a look at that, you can see parts of that up on YouTube. But if you have a subscription, you can see it when it happens every night, every weeknight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's go back to this discussion as we were talking about how they're using racism to throw people off the track. I think it's really, very much like a red herring. And, of course, Paul can correct me if I'm wrong, but back in the U.K., they banned, I believe, fox hunting now. But before they did that, the people who didn't like fox hunting would throw the dogs off of the trail by taking a particularly smelly fish, a red herring, and dragging it behind the trail of the fox. So once the dogs hit that spot, that was it. They were done. And so now we've got this particularly stinky thing that we've got a long history about, racism, and they trot that out every time to get us off of the trail of the real fox, which is excessive use of force, the way they're training the police, the rules of engagement that they're giving them, even having them call us civilians. And, of course, that's something that's been programmed for a very long time, even going back to Dirty Harry movie. That's the first time I noticed it, was in a Dirty Harry movie when I was a kid, calling people civilians. I thought that's kind of funny, but it's not funny anymore. I'm not laughing now. Gentlemen, go ahead. I'll let you ask any follow-up questions, Paul.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, obviously yesterday we covered the Garner case mainly, which, you know, I saw as a travesty of justice. I was called a cop hater for that, you know, lost friends over that, lost friends over supporting the grand jury decision in the Brown case, got death threats over it, because I looked at the evidence that was publicly available, the three autopsies, the eyewitness reports, the eyewitnesses that changed their statements after the autopsies came out, which I thought was crucial, and the threatening behavior towards eyewitnesses before the grand jury investigation even began that came out in the police reports. So I just wanted Lionel, from his legal perspective, to break down from the evidence that's available and ask him if he agreed with the conclusion of the grand jury in the Michael Brown case.
Let me ask you something, Paul. Do you believe racism exists anywhere on the planet?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. If you answer no to that, that's a problem. Number two, do you think the case of espionage would make sense in the Michael Brown case or in the Eric Garner case? Espionage. Charging the officers, Darren Wilson and Pantaleo, with espionage. Do you think that charge makes sense?
It doesn't make sense to me.
You're a racist. You're a racist. You see, you say espionage, people would say, no, that's ridiculous because there's no evidence of espionage. That's not the right charge. Ah, that's what this is about. So what you're doing is you're saying, I'm not saying there's no racism. I'm not saying the Michael Brown case was handled correctly. Now, let's change forums, Paul. Let's have a civil case, a civil jury. Now, we're looking at whether money damages should be awarded to the Michael Brown family or the Eric Garner family based upon police negligence. What would you say about that?
I would say that's more reasonable, but given the fact that this civil case in the Trayvon Martin example remains open and seems to be going nowhere, it seems the federal government isn't that interested in pursuing it, either in the Trayvon Martin case or the Brown case.
Now, the civil case in our system, as you know, for example, in this case, you have a number of different tribunals. Let's say Eric Garner. One, the state of New York in Staten Island, Richmond County, can bring a criminal case, people of the state of New York versus Officer Pantaleo. Okay, that's a criminal charge. That's a first forum. Another possibility is the family. Remember, the state of New York versus, in a civil case, it's the family of Eric Garner versus Officer Pantaleo, the city of New York, the state of New York, whatever, for money damages. The plaintiff is the family seeking money damages. In a criminal case, the plaintiff, in essence, is the state seeking justice or incarceration. Third tribunal, third possibility, an administrative hearing, which we don't hear about. Officer Pantaleo in the Eric Garner case may be bounced from the roles of the New York City Police Department because he violated a rule and an administrative rule they had about, quote, chokeholds, which I submit it wasn't, and I guess I'm a racist too. Next tribunal, the United States government, the people of the United States versus Officer Pantaleo for denying Eric Garner's civil rights. That's really tough because it would have to be evidence that Officer Pantaleo showed or indicated a racial animus. If he said, for example, I'm going to choke that whatever, that may help. So do we understand four perhaps different tribunals, same death, four separate ways of handling it? In the criminal case, Paul and David, let me ask you this. What should Officer Pantaleo have done? This is Eric Garner. In a case where he has been, people of Staten Island called the police and said, listen, this guy Eric Garner, and by the way, have you noticed that whenever you talk about Eric Garner, you always have to say, it's a tragedy, it's a tragedy, sorry that he died, as though you have to say this incantation. Of course it's a tragedy. But people called the cops and said, hey, I'm a taxpayer. This guy's back peddling cigarettes. It's not the crime of the century. Get rid of him, NYPD. Do your job. All right, David, Paul, we're all in the police car. We're summoned. What do we do? No. Tell those shop owners this is chicken stuff. That's not an important charge. We're not interested. Even though he's been arrested I don't know how many times in the past, and even those store owners are saying, this guy's intimidating people. Okay, so we show up. In this scenario, Paul goes over to Eric Garner, this hulking behemoth, and says, all right, that's it, you're under arrest. David and I are your partners. I look at David and I say, I don't think I'm going to help Paul out in this one. He's on his own. And this Eric Garner, very large man, says, I'm not going to, no. I'm not going, or I want to talk about this, or whatever. Every rule in the police department, in the police academy, says we have to protect you, Officer Paul, partner, associate. We've got to contain this situation. We don't let arrestees negotiate. We don't do that. And if you don't like that, you're living in another world. That's the way it's been since time immemorial. There's an old expression, and I talk about it on my Twitter at Lionel Media. I've said this a million times. You can beat the rap, but you can't beat the rye. Gentlemen, what should this officer have done? Not helped out? Not try to bring this man down? Convince him? What?
Well, I think the issue is not that they arrested him over a trivial nonsense law that I don't agree with, but nevertheless, he was breaking the law. They had the duty to arrest him. They had the duty to protect the fellow officers. But when they have him down on the ground, it doesn't appear that their life is in danger. And okay, he's telling them he can't breathe, and they're standing on his head. To me, that looks like what they did to Kelly Thomas, where they beat him to death over a long period of time. He might have been somebody that needed to be arrested because he was a mental case, but to do that to somebody, that says there's something else going on. Okay. When somebody breaks into my house, I can shoot them if they're coming at me, but if they're running away, I don't have the right to shoot them in the back.
Kelly Thomas, the schizophrenic homeless man who was beaten, is different because they weren't beating him. Now, in this case, we look at this video. By the way, jump cuts and edited parts removed. If we look at this, I might say, you know what? Boy, that is not good policing. Let's all agree, members of the jury. Great. Next question. Is this murder? Is this homicide? negligent homicide, culpable negligence. Let's assume that Officer Pantaleo, because remember, the facts are what dictate this, not racism and the history of the, but the facts of the case. In this grand jury, whether it was loaded, whether it was fixed, whatever, Officer Pantaleo stated, I either didn't hear or didn't intend to kill. I was trying, perhaps I'm the world's worst restrainer. He's bigger than I am. I suck at this. I never intended to kill. Whereas when you beat somebody repeatedly until they're in a coma, you'd be hard pressed to say that was an accident. Or if you shoot somebody like Gil Collar or Dylan Taylor or Godot or Michael Brown.
Yet they all got off. Even when they kept beating Kelly Thomas, they still got off. They still,
right.
You know.
Well, see, and there were no riots. So what I'm saying is that I would say, ladies and gentlemen, we have exhausted tribunal number one, criminal. Now, let's go to the second one, a lawsuit for $75 million. I call as my first witness. I represent the family now. I call as my first witness, Paul Joseph Watson, police training expert. Mr. Watson, based upon your experience and your observation of the officer, did you form an opinion as to whether he was negligent? Did he violate the accepted standard of care in policing? Absolutely. What is your opinion, Mr. Watson? This is the most negligent, the worst, fine. That's it. Because we have just overcome the slight preponderance of the evidence burden. And we have just won $75 million. That's not criminal. That's civil. So, depending upon which forum, and I hate to keep being, I don't want to sound pedantic here, but there were wrongdoings. Now, let me ask you, Paul and David, did you see anything that indicated that Mr. Garner was the topic or the subject or the target of prosecution because he was black? Do we know of any, maybe there was, and we don't know this, were any racial statements made? Is there anything to indicate that his civil rights, specifically, not that he was arrested or arrested poorly, but that he was targeted because of his race? Do we have anything?
No, I don't think so. I think he was targeted because he was doing something that you're not going to find most people who are not poor. I think it was really more of an issue of him being poor and thinking he's going to do something that's in a black market area to try to do this. But, you know, when you're talking about the civil suits, let me ask you this, Lionel. There doesn't seem to be any penalty involved for the police individuals in these cases, certainly not for the police department. You know, this is if they win a $75 million lawsuit, as you pointed out, that gets passed along to the taxpayers. Just like you said yesterday, in some states, there's an automatic indictment for some crimes. If it's a felony, they don't even need to have a grand jury. They're going to have a trial.
Right.
I think that was a great idea. I think that's something that would be a good reform that we immediately, if there's a death involved with police, and it ought to automatically go to a trial. But when we have a civil case and there's money taken out, it seems to me if we're going to try to achieve some kind of systemic reform, there has to be a penalty that the system pays, that the police department has something taken out of their budget, at least a huge percentage of that fine that's going to come out, comes out of the police department budget or something like that to try to make them reform, put some pressure on them.
That would be interesting. If you said, for example, okay, members of the Garner family, what would you like? $75 million from the public treasury? No. I want 75% of the overtime budget to be, you know, that would get people's attention. That's a different one.
Yes.
It's very interesting. But in this case, though, let's go back. There was a police officer years ago, Officer Francis Lavoti, who did federal time because he basically went and choked out this guy who gave him some lip. And it wasn't an arrest. It happened. So what I'm saying right now is, once this meme gets started, once we look at this case, people will say, this will have to be our case, our case that we're going to make all the changes on. I kind of alluded to something last night. I've never heard or seen the amount of helicopters and drones. I don't know if I'm seeing things, but we saw some stuff flying around that was most unique. Now, tonight is going to be probably the last night before the weekend. And the police, knock on something, have been very good in not losing it, you know, and the protesters as well. But here is my question. And, Paul, I'm going to tell you right now, I might be a racist as well for what I'm going to suggest. In the 60s, when you saw Dr. King and when you saw Jesse Jackson the Younger and others get together, they made specific plans. They had an agenda. They had goals. While we see people showing protests all over the country, what is your goal? What do you want? Don't say stop killing unarmed people. That's generic. What do you want? The first thing that we must very simply do, all of us, write this on your, and I mentioned this at Lionel Media on Twitter. I mentioned this. Wonderful hashtags. Mandate a special prosecutor every time there is a cop killing of a civilian.
Yes.
A prosecutor from someplace else who can do this without fear of reprisal.
Excellent idea. I think that's the key. People get frustrated with this. If they don't have any goals, when they protest, they just get even more frustrated. And then, of course, you're going to have some people who use it as an opportunity to go kick the cat. We're going to be right back with Lionel and Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lastig. Kick some ash with Lastig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lastig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
We'll be right back.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson in the UK joining us in this last segment, and also Lionel in New York. And I've had several people come through and hand this to me, so I need to point this out. There's an article that's up on Infowars.com. The entire racism narrative that we've been talking about, how they've spun this away from what really needs to be talked about, which is how do we reform the way the police are conducting themselves towards the public. That entire racism narrative is put in to stop that discussion. But that falls apart when you look at the fact that what happened to Eric Garner was supervised by an African-American female New York City Police Department sergeant. Had no problem with that happening. So Obama's solutions of cameras to record everything, that's not going to change anything. Obama's solution of having racial quotas in police departments that are mandated or controlled from Washington, that's not going to change anything. But I want to go back to Lionel while we've got him. Lionel, there was also another police shooting just this last weekend. Of course, the Mr. Gurley who was killed in the projects, there were two cops, a veteran cop and a rookie cop, doing a top-down patrol in a project building. The rookie cop had his gun out as Mr. Gurley and his girlfriend entered the stairwell. They got tired of waiting for the elevator. The rookie cop shot him, from testimony that's come out so far, without warning, shot him in the chest, and it sounds like they left without calling for emergency help. So there were some protests on Monday. We had some people who threw some fake blood on the police commissioner. I'm sure that's a factor in these demonstrations that are going on in New York now as well.
Yes. In fact, it was also today's Daily News had a piece in which they suggested that one of the police officers, or the shooter perhaps, again, alleged shooters mm-hmm. allegedly did this, but might have been on the phone texting his union rep rather than calling for emergency backup.
Wow.
Now that's also, this goes to show you, so is that racism? Is that incompetence? You know, one of the problems I have to understand is, you know, Paul and David, when you are assigned to a particular area as a police officer where there are more drugs, there is more crime, there is more robbery. Now, hear me out. In an area, a sector, I don't know what you call it in the UK, Paul, but a precinct or a city or a unit area, in a particular locale, and we're going to go in there. And I tell you, by the way, we're going into this new place. It's in Kensington. I don't even know the name. And there's more robberies and rapes and drugs and whatever. What can you tell me about that place? Is that going to be an affluent place based upon the number of crimes reported? Or is that going to be a poor place? What do you think based upon the statistics without even stepping foot in that area? What would you guess?
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I mean, that's the point that many prominent black speakers have made, that the 911 calls are coming from the crime-ridden areas, obviously, so that's where police need to go. That's where they're called out. That's where they're going to go.
So, why do you think, and let's assume they're poor, people of color, African-Americans, Latino, not Park Avenue, not, you know, whatever, Beverly Hills or whatever the particular. Now, if that's the truth, so isn't the issue, well, why are black people or poor people or Latino people living in such areas? Why is there so much crime there to begin with before the police even enter this? Why is that? So I hate to belabor the point, but this goes back into dissecting your argument. If we are tonight going to patrol New York or Austin or London or wherever it is, the majority of our calls, I guarantee you, are going to come from the place where there's most crime, and they tend to be poorer. So that means that our interaction with the poor, by definition, is going to be greater than our interaction with the high and mighty. Does that mean we're racist?
We're going to have to leave it with that rhetorical question, Lionel. Thank you so much for joining us from New York, and Paul Joseph Watson from London. Stay with us. We're going to come back at the top of the hour with Joe Wolverton from The New American talking about the UN Arms Trade Treaty.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun Made in America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.